views and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
It ain't the destination. No, it's about the journey. It ain't where you're headed, but it's how you grow. It ain't about the trophies, but getting back on your feet. Walking in your glory. So come on, let's go. Michelle speaks. Yes, it is.
Good afternoon, 8:60 a.m. listeners, and welcome to Michelle Speaks. This is your host, Michelle Lawrence, and I am so excited to have yet another hour with you to discuss one of the four W's: worth, wealth, wellness, and wisdom. But we're going to get today's show started the way we always do, and that is acknowledging the one who's made it all possible through Scripture. And today's scripture comes from 2 Peter, the first chapter, the 3rd through the 7th verse, and I'll be reading the NIV. Confirming one's calling and election. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. I have just read for you 2 Peter, the first chapter, the 3rd through the 7th verse. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his word. I am so excited by today's scripture and how it lines up even with today's talking point, which is a financial checkup. God's promises, not just around one facet of our life, but the entirety, our entire life. His divine power says that he will fulfill everything he committed to us. But it doesn't come without us doing our part and without us doing our work. And so I'm going to do something a little different. Rather than talk about his promises at the top, I'm going to go to the bottom and work our way back up, because I think we are so excited by his promises that we get stuck on what he's going to do versus the role we play in seeing that it gets carried out and executed, because he's always ready to do his part. In fact, his part is already there. But when we don't do our part, so it says, make every effort to add to faith goodness. Make every effort to add to faith. That means it already has to be present and existing in you. So if you don't have faith, you have to get that relationship. You have to establish that. You have to begin to trust and believe in him. And then when you have that, you have to add goodness. Now, one would say, well, if I have faith, do I need goodness? Well, clearly we do, if he's saying you have to add it. Because faith in him and trusting in him doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to be good all the time. So I have to be mindful to be good and to treat people right, even when they're not treating me right, even when I've been wronged. So I have to add to my faith and trust in him, that I am going to be good to those around me, just like he's good to me when I fall or falter. And then says, to goodness knowledge. Now, I have Dr. Pamela Jolly. She is probably shouting on the knowledge piece, because there's nothing like reading, studying, researching. You can't say that you're going to be your best self and sit on your laurels and not do the work to make sure you have studied to show thyself approved. Okay, so no matter the profession, wherever it is that you intend to achieve excellence, you have to put in the work. That's why it says that these are building blocks. Faith is the foundation. Goodness is built on faith, and on goodness is built knowledge. So are you doing the work to build a strong relationship? Because we want to get to the promise. We want to get to our purpose. That means we have to follow his plan. And here's the roadmap, ladies and gentlemen. So once you add knowledge, it says to knowledge, self-control. Can't wait to talk about this as we talk about our finances in particular, because the last time we had a wealth segment, Dr. Pamela Jolly said, what did your emotional or your feeling cost you? Or something along those lines.
The cost of a bad day.
The cost of a bad day. That was my feeling. So I looked at the cost of my bad days and said, self-control. Do I demonstrate discipline? Do I have the discipline to say, it's nice, but it's not a need, and all I need to do is walk away? Self-control. Do I have the will and the discipline to say, I'm going to bite my tongue? Do I have what it takes to remember that he will vindicate me? Self-control. And to self-control, perseverance. Promise doesn't come without persevering. So if you're looking for the promise, you have to wait to get there. You have to press. You have to go through some things in order to get the promise. And so if you are in the midst of the storm, keep pushing. Keep pressing, right? Paul wrote, I pressed towards the mark. He didn't say I walked, I jogged, you know, I strolled. It was a press. So if I must get to the promises of God, I have to persevere through the storms that are represented in my life. And to perseverance, godliness. Wow. So goodness and godliness are not the same, right? That's evident in this scripture, because sometimes we believe, well, if I'm good, that's enough. No. So if he says I have to add godliness, that means I have to do not just what man would deem good, but what God calls godly. So if I'm going to live more like Christ, then there are Christ-like attributes and behaviors that were demonstrated. He was the role model. Godliness. Godliness. Forgiveness. That's godly. Godliness. And to godliness, mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love. Now, I could spend all day with love, because love has subtitles. You know, the definition in itself alone says that, you know, here's what we have to demonstrate. And right when we get to long suffering, we cut out love. We're like, wait a minute. So understanding what each of these means and unpacking them, once we're able to build this house, then his promise is waiting. What house are you building, and what is it made of? What is it made of? Is it straw? Is it sticks? Or is it brick? That determines how you will weather these storms of life to get to the promise. And so let me encourage your heart today that you are more than conquerors, you are more than capable of building this house using this roadmap, as long as you are willing to hear him, to heed him. And so let's talk about his promises. This week's song is none other than B.B. Wynans, He Promised.
He promised me he will
deliver.
He promised me he will
deliver.
And I'll believe he will
deliver.
Yes, I'll believe he will
deliver.
He promised me.
He's a rapper.
We've just heard B.B. Winans, He Promised, and I was jamming. I forgot for a moment. I'm just bobbing my head in the studio. Erica right next to me doing the same thing. But, you know, this, it's not just the rhythm of the song, and it's the lyrics, and the lyrics tying back to what his promises are. So I don't get caught up just in the rhythm. I get caught up with understanding he has made some promises, and he is the promise keeper. He has already kept promises in your life, promises that you probably say, you know what? I didn't even realize you would do that for me. I didn't even count myself worthy, but you did it anyhow. I know I said that for all you English folk. I said, yeah, anyhow. He did that anyway. But I'm excited about today's show because there are some promises, and promises that are not just for one facet of our life, but all facets. And we are talking on this Wealth Wednesday about financial checkup. It's 6 months in. Actually, we're into the seventh month. So just a little over 5.5 months remaining in this year. Where are you with the commitment you made at the top of this year? At the top of this year, we said there would be no excuses. That was the very first show. The very first show in January. And then when we asked Dr. Pamela Jolly and Aaliyah Slappy, who were also at the first Wealth Show, to talk about what financial stability would look like this year, they laid out what needed to be done and have been continually to provide us steps from our decision making to deliberate activities we needed to do. And so where are you? Where are you in those things? I'm excited about today's show, and I'm going to get started because we have quite the lineup. We have Dr. Pamela Jolly in the studio with me. I have Aaliyah Slappy on the line. I can't wait to get her in here, but of course it's going to be after September. I recognize that, Aaliyah. And then we have none other than the tax guru herself, Miss Erica Booth. So today's lineup is a fascinating one. So buckle up if you're listening and if you're watching, so because we're going to get right into this great ride around our wealth and our financial checkup, starting with none other than yours truly, Dr. Pamela Jolly, with her segment on building legacy wealth.
So hello, everyone. Can you believe that it is July? Can you believe that we've been 6 months into this year on our seventh month? So I'm going to do a business check-in, because if you remember, anyone and everyone with a financial statement is in business. And so last time I checked, if you work every day, you pay your taxes. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. And if you're an entrepreneur, I hope you pay your taxes too. Mm-hmm. But you're in business. And so you are not only in business for yourself, but you're in the business of continuing the legacy of your family, because your first introduction to business was with your family. And so I've got some quick questions for you. Are you in survival mode? Because if you are, your net worth is not positive. Now, don't be upset. There's a lot of people who don't have a positive net worth, but I don't want you to stay stuck there. Today, recommit to do things differently. And that first thing I want you to do is establish a realistic budget. And I need you to get your expenses in order. And recommit to making a commitment to save 6 months of your expenses. And find someone who doesn't just look wealthy, but you feel comfortable enough talking to them about their relationship with money, and just get them to give you a few pointers, because they, 9 times out of 10, speak a language that you will understand. But if you say, well, my net worth is positive, Pamela, I listen to you and I understand the important role of my relationship with money and how it is measured at the surface level of a positive net worth. Are you free? Can you afford to pay all of your bills with your operating cash flow without borrowing at the end of the month? If you still say yes, congratulations. But the goal here is to set a financial goal and stick with it. There's more further down the road. So don't just get comfortable because you are like, not like most people that you may know. I want you to recognize that there, you are there for a reason, but that's not where you're supposed to stay. I want you to integrate proven systems of savings and investings. And if you already have that, I need you to go talk to a financial planner that you know and trust and understand about ways in which to even take it even further. If you say, well, I got all that, Dr. Jolly, well, congratulations. There's more further down the road. Do you have sufficient resources to grow? Because as my grandmother said, the only thing that God's not making any more of is time and land. And if you want to declare your financial independence, you have to own both of them. You have to own your time, and you have to own a piece of dirt, whether it's what you inherit, whether it's what you have. And if you say, well, I already own a home, have you paid off the mortgage? Mm. Because if you have not, you only own a part of it. I want you to build a plan for owning all of it. So what I'm asking you to do, if you have sufficient resources to grow, is to organize your life to ensure your financial health is a priority. Lastly, purpose. If you can say yes to those three things, I need you to sit in your seat of purpose. And I want you to be focused on leaving a legacy and investing in the next generation, not just writing a check. I want you to seek out investments that will last for generations. Can you say something? Can you teach something? Can you do something? I want you to ensure that your will and estate planning are what you desire. Because the most powerful control level you can have at the end of your life is how your legacy will continue. And so this business check-in, I want you to take inventory. That's what I'm asking you to do. How hard have you worked over the last 6 months? Have you worked hard, the hardest you can? Who have you worked for? Did you work for you, or did you work for just your employer? And what did you earn? How much money did you make in the first 6 months? And then how much of that did you spend? And then the last question, did you enjoy your life these first 6 months? And if the answer is yes, how did you enjoy it? And what did it cost you? These are the things, because it's not just about putting money away. It's about having a relationship with your time and your ability to create money and wealth. The last thing I want to say is it's important that you declare your independence. Mm. So I'm going to give you seven key things quickly. You are an asset with liabilities that produce income over a lifetime. You are a manager of both your fixed and variable costs, which determine your level of black as a business. Remember, for me, black is not a race, it's not a color, it's a position. When a business is in the black, it is profitable. So I want everyone to be as black as they can.
Could you just do that one more time?
Yes. Along the narrow road, and according to Pamela's theology and philosophy, mm-hmm. black is not a race. Yeah. That's an economic construct. It's not even a color, because when you put all colors together, you get black. And it's not that nothing is there. It's that everything is there. Black is a position. When a business is in the black, it is profitable. So my prayer is that anybody and everybody becomes as black as they possibly can be. Mm. I'm going to leave it at three, because I want, you have so many other people, and I don't want to take more time than I'm allowed. You are a steward of five capitals: intellectual, social, cultural, spiritual, and human capital. Build your strategy that so that you can pursue further down the road. You've got six more months of 2018. It is not over, and neither is your relationship with money. So my prayer for each and every single one of you is to be about your business and elevate the standard of it. God bless you.
This is why we look forward to Wealth Wednesday, because Dr. Pamela Jolly brings so many nuggets and gems. And hopefully you were able to capture, because while she didn't go through those seven, we hope to get those next four in the future.
To be continued.
Yes, to be continued. I did post, are you investing in the next generation? That is not just a question for you. It becomes a question for me and for all of us. So once we are where we need to be, what are we doing to help the next generation? And if we're not doing anything to shore up that next generation, that is a charge to keep.
Because they need it.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Pamela Jolly, Building Legacy Wealth. She never, ever disappoints, and I am always a learner as well as a listener when I'm in her presence. So thank you so much. On the air, actually on the line, is none other than Miss Aaliyah Slappy. Aaliyah, are you out there?
I am here. Hello, Michelle.
Hello. You know, normally the two of you have quite the tag team, so I can't wait.
Indeed.
Hear how about my father's business. I am always so excited about this segment about my father's business because, again, we continue to sow into the lives of those who are listening, and there is much fruit produced. So I'm interested in hearing how this tag team is going to happen today. So over to none other than Miss Aaliyah Slappy about my father's business.
Yes, thank you, Michelle. And as always, after Dr. Jolly speaks, I'm like aggressively taking notes on everything that she's saying, and applying it to my home and my life as a business, but then also myself as an entrepreneur and the entrepreneurs that I serve every day. And so thank you, Dr. Jolly, because you really do bring so many nuggets. I look forward to hearing the rest of those seven on a future segment. But keeping in line with today's theme of the 6-month financial checkup, as we talk about my father's business, we're going to talk about the vision revisited. The vision revisited. So we are 7 months into 2018. And for those who measure the calendar year in quarters, we're in the first month of quarter three, right? And so now is the time for you to fully evaluate that vision that you established for your business back in January. So let me just say one thing, Michelle. I think it's really interesting that you call today's show a checkup versus a check-in.
Mm.
When you're having a check-in, you just acknowledge where you are in the process. You tell yourself or someone who holds you accountable what you've done and what you haven't done so far in the year. But a checkup is completely different. When someone goes to the doctor for a checkup, that physician isn't just checking to see if they're still breathing. They're doing a more thorough examination. And when there's a thorough examination, it goes beyond the basics. It looks beyond what is happening to further explore why certain things aren't happening. So let's apply this idea of a checkup to our vision and goals for our businesses. In the first segment of About My Father's Business in 2018, I urged everyone who was listening, a current and aspiring entrepreneur, to focus on building your team. And that includes establishing the formal and the informal advisors who help you strategize, but who also hold you accountable. Mm-hmm. And if you guys remember, those advisors, I refer to that those formal advisors as your bail team, right? Mm-hmm. Bail team. Mm-hmm. Your banker, your accountant, your insurance broker, and your lawyer. Now, for those of you in that startup or early stage of business, you may not feel like you need all of those types of advisors. But let me assure you that it is best to establish these advisors way before you're in a position to need them.
Mm.
For example, you should start establishing a relationship with a business banker early in the life cycle of your business. Your business banker should know the vision and goals for your business, and they can advise you on what financial products they may have available that are most beneficial, not just to where you are in the present day for your business, but where you see your company going. And that way, when you're seeking bank financing, when you obtain a large contract and you need some funding immediately for a project, you're not just then going out trying to build a relationship with a banker and tell them about your business and your goals. You've already established that relationship. So when those opportunities come down the pike for you and your business, you go to that banker where you already have an established relationship, and you can talk to them about the immediate needs that you have. That's harder to do if you haven't established a relationship. And so that's why I want us to go back and evaluate where have we added in those formal advisors into our business. And so similarly, your accountant will make sure your accounting procedures comply with government regulations and requirements. But the most important task that an accountant can do for someone in that startup or early stage of business is hold you accountable for keeping your personal and your business expenses separate. There are so many people, they make a dollar in their business, and they go and spend it in their personal life.
Mm.
They have not distinguished that these two worlds need to exist separate from each other. And that level of accountability comes from an accountant who holds you accountable for keeping these two worlds completely separate so that over the life cycle of your business, you can really start to see if you're actually making money. So as part of today's checkup, evaluate who you have on your team and who you still need to have on your team. And now is also the time for you to follow up with your accountability partners and your mastermind members. Anyone who has goals for their business should also have an external person who's holding them accountable for reaching those goals. And so as we speak about goals, now is the time for you to review and or establish goals for your business that you want to accomplish by the end of this calendar year. So I really encourage everybody, from this moment, before the end of today, on a sheet of paper, you need to write down December 31st, 2018. And then underneath that, you need to list the top three goals that you are going to accomplish before you go to a watch night service, before you go to a New Year's Eve event, before you go out to dinner on New Year's Eve. These are the three things that need to have been accomplished within my business in this calendar year. And one of those goals under that three needs to be a revenue goal. Because having a revenue goal will help you move the business forward, and it'll guide what you do in the business on a monthly basis. For example, if you say that your business will bring in $20,000 in revenue between now and December 31st, there are certain things that you're going to have to do on a monthly basis that move you closer to actually achieving that revenue goal. For example, a smaller goal for that could be that by September 30th, you will secure a new commercial contract, right? Or by October 1st, you will increase your email list by 100 people. Or you'll have 15 new people subscribe to your newsletter for your business. Whatever it is, establishing the three higher level goals will help drive the tasks that you will accomplish every month. A lot of times, there are so many tasks for an entrepreneur, and everything always feels important and urgent. But the tasks that are important are driven by the goals that you set, and the urgency comes from you having advisors and accountability partners that hold you to your own deadline. If you don't have the advisors and the accountability partners for your business, then today's prescription for this business checkup is for you to get that accountability and get that bail team that you need. If you do have those advisors and you have the business accountability partners, then you need to share with them the top three goals that your business will accomplish by December 31st, 2018. And then also share that monthly strategy of what you are going to do to make sure that those goals are accomplished by noon on December 31st, 2018. And in closing, I want to share a quote from Dave Ramsey. Goals convert vision into energy. Goals convert vision into energy. This is Aaliyah Slappy, and we have been about our father's business. Thank you.
Thank you, Aaliyah. So you have nothing but head nods in the studio. I love when you keep discussing the bail team and the fact that you need a banker, an accountant, an insurance broker, and a lawyer. So in this room, I have banker and the accountant. I don't have the insurance broker and the lawyer, but the three of you are quite the advisors. And so I just want to spend, if I can steal two more minutes of your time, and just get the three of you to engage around this question. If I identify that I don't have my bail team, what do I do to establish one?
I think a first line of defense is searching within your network and asking folks that you already know, who would they recommend that is a qualified person either in the banking space or in the accounting space? Starting with those who have already found success in their business and who are the folks that they would recommend, that would be my first piece of advice. And I open it up to the other ladies.
I would encourage you to go to a small business development center because that's the first, I call them the first responders. They are often no fee and can get your feet wet. You know, oftentimes entrepreneurs spend so much money in the beginning trying to figure things out. Mm-hmm. Yet our tax dollars are providing opportunities for you to have access to resources you need so you can get on the road to being successful.
Mm. Thank you, Dr. Pamela Jolly. Erica.
I agree with both of them. Yeah. A small business development center will always, of course, give you those resources immediately. Mm-hmm. And then within your own network, you know, it's important to try to find someone who already has experience and hands-on experience with that, accountant or attorney or insurance person. So I think that would be a great start.
Thank you.
But lean not to your own understanding.
Yes. I was waiting. And there's the amen corner. So say more about that, Dr. Pamela.
Oftentimes we think we know. And if you are a new entrepreneur, you're looking at it through a personal lens. And as Ms. Slappy talked about, the reality that sometimes many of us have trouble separating our personal and our business finances. And so if your personal finances are not yet quite where you want them to be, 9 times out of 10, your business finances will mirror that if you don't have some rules and regulations and some quality controls. So it's really, really important. You don't know. This is uncharted territory for you. And time is not just money. Time is everything. So when you waste time pretending to know, you're wasting precious opportunities that you can do what the primary purpose of business is, which is to build wealth for its owner.
I echo Dr. Jolly's comments, and I would also add, because she has done this with me, even if you're not pretending and you are relying on what you deem to be transferable skills,
yes,
if you've never been a business owner, you're at ground zero. You brought some skills with you, but you did not bring, you do not have the scope necessarily. And I came from banking. Right. So you don't have all of the pieces of the puzzle to be successful. And the moment you address that, or at least have an honest friend that will help you address that, because she did, she said, I so love you, but you do realize you've never done this before. You've managed and led people. This is now your business, and you're going to be great at leading people, but let me help you manage being a CEO of your own business. And so the sooner you get out of your own way,
yes,
the better off you will be. And I'm just being as completely as transparent as I can, because about getting to the place of being financially stable and successful so that you can build legacy, not just for you, but for others. I am ever grateful for having had that dialogue with Dr. Jolly to get me in a position and a mindset that says, this is not a hobby or a hustle. And Michelle, you say that all the time. Now go re-examine your business plan to make sure that it's business that's generating revenue.
Yes, because business can be fun when you're profitable.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You said, hi, Erica.
Michelle, can I add one last thing that came to mind as you were just speaking? We have a lot of folks who are the 2 a.m. entrepreneur, right? So at 2 a.m., they're searching online for information and insight. And the online information can be, yes, a lot of it is very helpful, but a lot of it can take you down a rabbit hole of things that you don't need to do or steps that may not be the right steps. That's why it's still so essential for you to sit down with an advisor who could say, yes, focus your energy on that. No, that really isn't what you should be doing, or you really need to do X, Y, Z. Because that 2 a.m. entrepreneur can waste a lot of time, but then also a lot of money taking steps of based off of information they're finding online as they're thinking through their business in the middle of the night. Take that information you gain at 2 a.m., but then still sit down with an advisor and say, hey, this is everything that I've gathered online, and this is what I'm thinking about putting my energy to. What should I be focusing on, and what's really those next steps that I should take?
I could not agree more. I could. The last thing, and I know we keep going round and round with that, I do need to say this. Stop trying to get everything for free or at a discount. If you are seeking the talents and skill sets of someone else, pay them for their service. Pay them for their service. If you've done the due diligence and you recognize that they are a master in their particular field, stop trying to go on the hustle and the hookup. And start paying people to guide you so that you can create wealth. I assure you, it's worth every single dollar. And if you are the person giving everything away for free, let me tell you from experience, stop. Stop. There is a value for your experience. There's a value for your vision and your voice. Please be sure that you are honoring that. And that you are rendering a service. Do not get me wrong by saying you don't. You should sow seeds, but be mindful of what you're sowing into and what it's going to produce. That is also about, you know, being about your father's business. If we're going to build, which is the roadmap, you know, we just got finished reading what a roadmap looks like, you know, add goodness to faith and those different steps. Well, there are steps to you getting on that journey to becoming wealthy and to make sure that you have a sound business. Stop skipping over those steps and giving everything away for free or expecting in return you're going to get something for free. I know Erica, right? She's just... Any closing remarks, Aaliyah?
Oh, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Just everything that was already stated, making sure that you don't just hear this information and then say, oh, yeah, that was really helpful, and then not actually go ahead and take the prescription, right? Mm. And actually go back and evaluate who you have on your team, figure out who else you need on your team, identify what those goals are, and then put a strategy in place for execution. I mean, it's great to have great ideas. A lot of us have great ideas, but we want to move from idea to execution. So ultimately, we do create that wealth for ourselves. And if we have a certain type of business, create a job for someone else along the way. So.
Well, thank you, Aaliyah, for your segment on About My Father's Business. And have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Yes. You've already heard her chime in just a few times, and so I'm so glad to continue this conversation about financial checkup. And Aaliyah did make mention the difference between a checkup
and a check
in. So, ladies, let's spend a few seconds about that, and then we're going to talk about checkup with our taxes. So, Dr. Jolly, your thoughts on a checkup versus a check-in?
I do a check-in because I go in deep. And I think the check-in is the deep look. The check-up is the bigger picture, the calculating, the measurements, the moving forward, and both are very necessary. Mm. But, you know, you want some people to go in deep, and you want some people to hold you accountable to what you've said that you're going to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Erica.
For me, I agree. The checkup is the higher level. Let's look at where you are, where you're trying to be. But then I go deep too, because a lot of my clients know I'm very transparent. I do not like to sugarcoat anything. Mm-hmm. If you don't prepare now, you're not going to get to where you want to be at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And all those other years that you project start looking a little questionable because you're not putting in that due diligence to get to that point. So I like to, I'm throw it all in that check-in, check-up. It's all one.
Mm. And so going in deep, some of us are very uncomfortable with going in. We prefer check-ups. Just check up on me. Just ask a question here or there.
You know, with a check-up, it's whatever you say. With a check-in, you have to show me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And that disclosure, right? You know, I've got to now say, here.
Here it is.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. I'm visual. So I like
And
to
she's
see
not
it.
Kidding. I am. We are very good friends. And I can come up with a brilliant idea. And she, in such a loving manner, says, okay, well, get that to me. Because if it's in writing, right, it says write the vision to
make
it plain.
So that somebody can what?
Yeah.
Read it. Run with it.
And run with it. So if you approach Dr. Jolly, and not just Dr. Jolly, if you approach a banker, having been a former one,
yes,
and you come with the best idea, the first thing I say is, that is so nice. So where's the plan? And if you begin discussing it, I'm like, I appreciate that you have it in your head. So where is it documented?
Because an idea is a baby step, a vision. And you get a bunch of ideas.
Mm-hmm. And they all can't be executed. So Erica is just shaking her head.
All the stories I've seen.
Yeah, well, I am. So let's talk about that, right? You're the accountant.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is time to go in, as you describe, a financial chicken. So what would you be looking for from your clients, or what would you tell folks that they should be preparing right now or have prepared?
Okay, so it's like two sides to this. It's your individual and you have your business.
Mm-hmm.
For your individuals, I would say that budget that you created at the top of the year, how has that been going? Because I'll always use myself as an example. Because when I knew I was going to stop working in corporate America, I knew my budget was going to change because I wasn't going to get those checks every month.
Mm-hmm.
And that everything was going to be based off of me and what my team did and how we operated. So the first thing I did was trade my car because I wanted to have a cheaper car note. that I could afford. If something went wrong, I could still pay it. Yes. You know, then I started to look at my going out, my spending budget, you know, my nails, hair and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, some things you can do on your own. Some things.
That's it.
You know, if you don't have to spend that $80 to $100, you know, once or twice a month. So I would say look at that budget and see where you've come from, where you started.
Right.
If you know you wanted to cut off some additional entertainment, I always feel like you have to still have something that can use to splurge a little, just to have some fun. Because it's not fun. It's like a diet. It's like you want to do it for a little bit of time, you see results, and then you kind of fall back into the old pattern. So I want the budget to be something you can sustain.
Mm.
So have some money set aside, maybe $50, you know, every 2 weeks or 100, you know, depending on what you have to do those little things. But stay strict to it. Adhere to it. And I think that's where I'm at with those on that individual side. Even for, you know, as a, working at, with an employer, are your withholdings the way they should be? Because I have some folks that say, oh, I just started the job. I think I filled out my W-4 right, but yeah. I don't know if I'm getting enough taxes taken out, or I need my money throughout the year. And I'm saying, I know you do, but you may owe at the end. Mm-hmm. And then they like to compare other people's situations and don't know what's going on in that household.
Exactly.
Such and such got the same amount back, or they made less than me. Why did they get more? You know, so things of that nature. I'm like, just do a yearly checkup or mid-year checkup, making sure your withholdings are appropriate and they make sense for your own household. For the business side, I have so many different tips and best practices. I would definitely say, if you don't have a financial statement, I get it. Everyone doesn't, but you need to eventually have that. And I mean, eventually means soon. Especially when you meet me, we need to have something created soon. But take a notice of your profit. Are you having a profit? Are you at a loss? Is your revenue, you know, of course, higher than your expenses? Are you spending unnecessarily? Because I know my first year in business, I thought I had to go to every single networking event to try to meet people, and met absolutely none.
Right.
And had business cards, and I would follow up, and nobody would talk to me,
right.
You know, because who is she? I don't know what she does, and,
right.
You know. And so I cut that out, and I only stayed with one organization. But that was like a $400 savings for me, and I was able to use that elsewhere, which invest in my software, things of that nature. So the mid-year for us, when we speak with our clients, is where do you stand now? Have you made a profit over the past two quarters? If so, we need to talk about that third quarter payment, because you may have to pay estimated tax payments. And I'd rather you prepare for that now than when we get to the end and then it's time to file and you don't have enough deductions, you never kept up with them. Because the receipts are, they start fading. You do know I get bags of faded receipts. I'm like, what is this? And we're not going to do a guessing game.
Exactly.
This is not going to help you. So I try to get them towards planning more for their taxes, or just in general with their deductions, their records, all of that now.
Yeah.
So that it's not a shock to their system in the wintertime when it's time to file. Because they'll come to me and say, Erica, well, I didn't pay that much last year. Well, let me see your tax return. You know, I'm like, well, I know for a fact this was a personal expense. It wasn't business.
Right.
So we go through those ups and downs in the middle of the year.
And that's why the relationship is so important.
It is. And when they that trusting relationship with the accountant, you know, is important. You have to be comfortable with whomever you're working with. Mm-hmm. And they have to be honest with you. Because I've gotten a lot of people who didn't get that honesty and say, and they were able to do X, Y, Z. And then when they come to me, and I'm 100% ethical from corporate America to my own business, I may lose the client because I'm not going to do what they want. I'm going to do what needs to be done, not what they want to be done.
And value your accountant.
Yes.
Value her. Please. And if you don't have one, consider her, because they are instrumental in the success of your business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So if I haven't prepared appropriately, what should I do as a first step right now if I'm a business and I have not done the taken the appropriate steps? Because I heard you say eventually get to a financial statement, and I said, and then you came back with, well, now. So I would clear that up with right now, right now, right now.
So I always say, you know, it's good to invest in a good accounting software to help you track your income and expenses, I'm always going to push that go for QuickBooks because it's not hard to work with. It has a really good friendly interface, but for a lot of us, some people just don't want to do it. Spreadsheets, that's another free tool to calculate your sources of revenue and your areas of expenses, and then you can do a calculation easily to tell if you've had more expenses or more income. That's a simple way to do it, and it's cost effective. You don't have to pay anybody. You do it yourself. But as you said, sometimes you need to stay in your own lane, you know, and not assume that you've had some experience or you've talked to people or you Googled and you know what you're doing. Because I guarantee some of those created and made up financial statements go to a banker, they will easily tell you just slide that back into your briefcase or your purse and come back to me when you've actually had an accountant, you know, go over this with you because you're missing a lot of things.
Well, we ask for audited files after we receive something that becomes questionable.
We
then began asking questions along the lines of, well, who is your accountant? Can we contact them and make sure that whatever you said you did then, you know, what are you projecting to do this year? All of those things become important when you're looking to get access to capital, right? Wow. So as we are looking for the business that's thriving, that is on par with what they need to do in terms of setting up with making sure that their tax payments are prepared, what advice would you give them in terms of getting to the next level?
Okay. So when trying to get to that next level, the most uncomfortable thing in a business is taking that next step, not sure if you're going to actually achieve it, because we all have big dreams and big goals. But do you have to change your clients? You know, so during the conference, which I'm still trying to digest all of that, you know, Dr. Jolly mentioned, you know, making a movement, which resulted in letting current clients go. And when you're beginning or you're a few years in, you don't even think of like that. You think, you know what, my income is just going to increase. I need to bring in more clients. Well, maybe I need to bring in less clients, but with higher revenue stream, you know, where invoices will be paid and they won't be questioned, you know, or your prices won't be questioned. So you maybe think along those lines. But then when you something in you tells you you have to go further, which means you may have to change the path of your business, it's scary. It's a place where you have to just be focused. So I think with just a smaller business, even if you're like catering and you're doing smaller, you know, functions, eventually you may want to partner up, with corporations. They may need your services as well.
Exactly.
You know, one of the things I literally just completed was my certification to be, a WBE, a woman business owner.
Yay.
Thank you. I'm so excited. It took 6 months, but it's definitely, and it's worth it.
Yes.
Because as I'm sitting here with you, and you know how you just have a little break, you check your emails, I've been seeing so many opportunities with different corporations and brands for suppliers, for vendors, where I didn't get those emails before.
Yes.
So now you can kind of see those and say, okay, now I know that this will be the next step.
Right.
Is to get those partnerships, those relationships with, you know, corporate or private entities that want to work with certified women, minority business owners. So to me, that's that next step. But for someone else in a different profession, it's just taking it to another level. Whatever you did on a smaller scale, you have to think bigger. You have to strategize those relationships in order to get to that top revenue. But, you know, as Ms. Slappy mentioned, you got to plan that out.
Yeah.
Like if you need more followers or you need a bigger email listing or you just need to have better contacts, you just have to go to those places to get it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Erica. So, you know, I always love my show. We always start off with, you know, a lot of time. And by the time I look up, we are out of time. So I'm going to ask Dr. Jolly, what would you leave our listeners with as they are thinking about the rest of this year?
And so if you feel great about the first 6 months, praise God, continue that, but elevate the standard. If you feel less than great about the last 6 months, the time is now for you to do something about it. And so, you know, when you can afford to do what you want to do, It means that you've done what you have to do when you have to do it. So some of us have got to get serious, because further down the road is fun when you can afford it. It's stressful when you cannot. And so I was thinking that last question, this inflection point for your business, if you're an entrepreneur, that first inflection point of when you're no longer that startup by its yourself, that entrepreneur with five jobs, is when you can hire somebody. And when you can hire somebody, you've got different rules and regulations in your company, policies and procedures. Same for personal. You know, having a relationship with your banker or your financial planner is also critical. So the first responder is your bank. Go to your bank, bring your financial realities, and have a conversation with your banker about ways in which you can improve. And follow, color within those lines, whatever they are.
Thank you, Dr. Jolly. Erica.
Execute. Because everyone can come up with a plan, a business plan, as you said. Everyone has, you know, it in their head. They need to put it down, but execute. You cannot get actual results without execution. And it has to be strategic. And it has to show or measure that you've earned income in any capacity. So please execute. Because everyone loves a good story, but nobody wants to hear the same thing and try to give you the same advice, but you won't take it and actually do with it what you should.
Thank you, Erica. Listeners, you've gained a wealth of knowledge on this Wealth Wednesday. I will close with this. If you are not where you need to be, don't let shame and fear keep you stuck in your current position. That is nothing but a lie. You still have time to move, but you must move. And that means looking in the mirror and saying, I did not get it right the first 6 months, but I want and will get it right now. And so I am going to be mindful who I bring this to, but I'm going to bring it and sit it down and say, I have to get this right and I need your help. Women tend to carry and don't reach out for help. So I am imploring you to not raise your hand, but to seek help and then put in the work. So it may take a little longer. It may feel a little harder, but at the end is his promise. But you have to persevere. You have to have faith. You have to have goodness. You have to add all these things to get to the promise. But know that the promise is still there. His promise. It's not my promise. It's not Dr. Jolly's promise. It's not Erica or Aaliyah's promise. It is his promise. And so that is something to hold on to, because it's never going away as long as you do what you're supposed to do. I told you today was going to be a great show. I continue to learn and to grow every time we have Wealth Wednesday, and ever grateful for Aaliyah Slappy calling in with about my father's business, and so grateful to have in the studio today Dr. Pamela Jolly and yours truly, Miss Erica Booth, because these women are committed to excellence and not just their own. That's why I'm so grateful. I am grateful that they are committed to the greater good. That's the godliness. That's what I'm grateful for, and that they don't consider it robbery. So now, it's up to you. We've done our check up, and now we will learn that we need to check in, because it's time to go deep. If you're doing well, it's a check up. If you're not, it's a check in. So go deep into your business. Go deep into the business of you, is what Dr. Jolly always says. And so it's time to do just that. To get to his promises. It's been a wonderful show. We had a wonderful conference. We don't even have the time or the scope to tell you, other than a virtuous woman was on fire.
And be at the next one.
And be at the next one next year, because we are not playing. It will be next year. But so grateful for all of the speakers and grateful for the sponsors. FJC was a sponsor. They sponsored some women to attend. Amon Brown was a sponsor. He sponsored some women to attend. And to all of my fabulous speakers, of which we had Dr. Jolly, Erica Booth, and so, so many more. What a magnificent room. What an awesome experience and great learning how a virtuous woman has vision.
she has and knows her value. She uses her voice to bring about the change that she is looking for, and the virtuous woman is a whole woman. It has been my great honor to have this hour with you on Wealth Wednesday. It's been a final 6 month, a financial 6 month check-in. Looking forward to the hour next week. Until then, God bless.
But it's how you grow. It ain't about the trophies, but getting back on your feet, walking in your glory. So come on, let's go. It's time for Michelle Speak. Yes, it is. Michelle Speaks. All right, all right. It's time for Michelle Speaks.